The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
7:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. So the Baltimore Ravens, the trade deadline is behind them. Let's not forget about, I know we all stuck on Tre'Davious White yesterday. Don't forget, Deontay Johnson came to Baltimore as well before the trade deadline. So the question is, our barbershop topic of the day, did the Ravens raise their chances of making a Super Bowl run at the deadline? Your thoughts on that, Jeremy Kahn?
No. I mean, I think they added depth, which, look, that improves the team. But do I think any one of these moves makes them that much better that they're all of a sudden over the top of the other teams? No. I already think they're better than the other teams, personally.
But we have to get on my level?
Yeah, I mean, we just have to see this come to fruition all the way through to getting to the Super Bowl and eventually winning that thing, and that'll silence some of those haters. But when you look at his numbers and what he's doing, he's the reason that everything's going right now, and Derrick Henry as well. That I've talked about this. The mesh point between those two and his belly, it's the greatest cheat code in the league. You figure out who's getting the ball, and then good luck tackling that person, whether you want to talk about the speed and quickness and agility of Lamar or everything else Derrick Henry does. I think that's solely what's going to move it forward. But I don't think these two moves put them over the top by any stretch.
Ed Norris.
Mm-hmm.
You think this they're over the top now? Or had they improved?
No. I think they added depth to a place they were good and a place that they're weak. That's some of the added depth. I don't know if they've improved at all. Look, I look at the teams. You had a thing earlier about playoff teams, the Super Bowl contenders, who really I think the Lions won that by picking up Za'Darius Smith. Because you lose the premier pass rusher that you have, and sadly, it's a bad injury. He's out. Now you pick up another one, and that they keep rolling along. I think they really won that little that war.
Yeah. And I don't know if the Ravens did the best that they could at the trade deadline, because people are going to look at this and go, oh, they didn't get what they needed, absolutely. But it's easier said than done to find that. You know, in baseball, you're looking for a hitter, a pitcher. You know, sometimes they play a position that you're looking for, and that's great. But in football, everybody plays their specific position. Sometimes there's only one or two of those players on the field at a time. So right now, when you look at it, they added depth, which does help the team. But there's nothing of substance to say that. And they didn't give up anything, which I love. There's nothing of substance to say that.
It helps the team, but I wouldn't say it's better. Because to me, to make a team better, it's got to be somebody who's part of your starting 11. Mm-hmm. That's going to make a difference for you.
So let me yes or no question. Did the defense get worse? Yes or no?
No.
No.
Okay. So I think they did raise their chance because what they did the defense didn't get worse. The defense is what it is.
You don't know.
It is what it is. But what they did on offense, they got even better on offense. So by getting even better on offense, to me, that raises their level. You already couldn't score with them. On an average game, we saw them below average against the Cleveland Browns. We saw them below average against the Oakland Raiders. But more often than not, on an average day, this team is picking up 30 to 35 points. So now you add yet another weapon, a guy that's one of the, you said it, best separators in all the game. You added him to your offense that's already potent. You added him to the offense that's already celebrated, that's prolific. Yes, you just raised your chances. Because you said, look, we can't address that right now. We can't do that. The defense is what it is. We can address it. We can address it by maybe coaching up our coaching staff. That's what we got to do. Offensively, we've got a gem. Let's shine that son of a bitch up. Make it shine even more. And that's what they did by going out and getting a wide receiver who's one of the best separators in the game with speed. I think they raised their chances of getting to the Super Bowl.
I mean, that's fine. Like I don't think either one of these moves puts them over the top, but they didn't get worse, and they didn't give up anything of substance, and that's the thing that I like about it. The one thing I said to you yesterday is I would like to see them at some point take one of those draft picks and move it for a player that you think can help you right now, but maybe that's just not in the MO for this front office because they covet. And look, they do such a great job drafting. It's hard to be mad at them for wanting to keep those picks. Those are guys that you have for 5, 4, 3 years, you know, depending on where the picks are.
Yeah. I didn't think, when you start seeing what other people were going for, and I didn't think the Ravens would jump into that party, man. I just don't. Guys were giving up too much for legit candidates, especially on defense. Defense seems to be at a premium right now on trade deadline.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, well, it's necessary, you know, because you look at teams that have got potent offenses, Ravens, but the defense is so porous and we're not used to it. I think they really needed the help the most. I don't think they got it, but I don't know what was available. I don't know what people wanted for, you know, I don't think the Browns would have given us any kind of trade for Za'Darius Smith.
Would you?
No, not in the division. Probably not.
Not only that, you see Cleveland. What the city would do if you make Baltimore better, Cleveland and Baltimore, they already had bad will with their fans. You don't want to make that move.
Yeah.
You know, you already, as the Browns made a trade for Ray Lewis, who never played for the Browns, played for the Ravens. You know, a draft pick with the San Francisco 49ers. You don't want to do that. I think that would have been bad PR for a team that already has enough bad PR. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Want to hear from you, our barbershop topic of the day. Ravens, one of the more prolific offenses in all of football. They made a trade that made the offense seemingly even deeper than it was before. Defensively, they struggled at times, and they did very little to nothing to help out the defense. Is there a chance, Jeremy, that you believe Tre'Davious White can help this defense out?
I just got to see it because the fact that he was on the Rams and he was benched the last 4 weeks for poor play. Depending on what you buy into, if you think he was benched because he asked for a trade, that's a possibility. But if you look at his first 4 games, you'd go, that's ugly.
Didn't do anything.
But the other part of this, too, is we've seen this before where a guy gets traded to a new team, fits in well with them. He's not expected to be the number one lockdown cornerback. Maybe there is something there. But I trust the front office, the moves they made. Didn't make the team worse. You didn't give up anything of substance. And you got back two players that you hope can help.
The change of scenery thing, I believe, really, it's a thing. Because if you look around, there are guys that have flourished when they've left.
Randy Moss to the Patriots.
Baker Mayfield with the Buccaneers. Yeah. You know, you get Darnold with the Vikings. I mean, these guys, all of a sudden, it's like, well, that's him? Like,
it just shows you they're not devoid of talent. It does matter where you go and who coaches you.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Want to hear from you, Baltimore.
Now, Zach Wilson, that dog don't hunt. He sucks. It doesn't matter where he goes.
Did the Ravens raise their chances of making a Super Bowl run at the deadline? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Barbershop topic of the day on the Fan.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm glad we came back to the show, Jared, Ed, because you guys are getting a little bit too deep for me. Came back to Lil Nas. 7:46 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Barbershop topic of the day. Did the Ravens raise their chances of making a Super Bowl run at the deadline? Let's go to Connor, who's in Middle River. What's up, Connor?
Hey, not much. I'm a little undecided on that one. On one hand, I was listening to you guys, and you guys did make a good point that, you know, they did kind of shore up some things on offense. Well, I guess get more depth on offense to give Lamar more weapons. But unless Tre'Davious White's about to rush the quarterback from the edge, I don't really know about the defense. So I would say yes and no.
Thanks a lot, my man. You sound like Jeremy.
You beat me to it.
Well, they didn't get worse.
No, it was like, yes,
said
no.
Yes and no.
Oh, with both?
Yeah.
50-50.
Let's go to Kevin at Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
What up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you, sir. I'm not really sure exactly, but I don't think this improved us any. I think our offense was good enough to get us a Super Bowl. But I think it's clear that, you know, Eric DaCosta's chosen to put the money into the offense and just let the defense kind of fend for themselves at this point. It didn't get worse, but it didn't get better, in my humble opinion, fellas.
Hey, thanks a lot.
I agree with you. Again, I just don't know, like, what was out there that we could have gotten. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm with you. I mean, we keep saying that. I mean, he decided not to do – he may not have decided to do anything. The decision may have been made for him. I'm not willing to pay this kind of on top of that, they are cap struck now, man. They don't have that kind of money.
So it's a twofold thing here, Rob. If you're cap struck, you gotta get a team to eat a bunch of that money or find the right guy with an expiring contract that fits there. And when you do that, when teams are gonna eat money, what do they want? They want a higher draft pick for doing it. And we've seen this. Like the Ravens, when they feel like it's something that'll put them over the top, they'll make that trade. I think they would trade a draft pick. I just don't know they'd trade a first or second round pick. Year after year.
But you can't say they haven't, you know, done things out of the kind of traditional. Well, there's certain things that Ozzy did, you know, for years. I mean, even the Earl Thomas, they opened up the bank. I mean, they just backed the truck up for that guy, and it didn't work, but they're willing to do it. So, they made Roquan the highest line paid linebacker in the league.
I'm glad you said that, because that's a segue to what I'm about to say. Last call, Kevin said he decided to put the money on the offense. Where did that come from? If you look, the 12 highest paid players on his team, 6 offense, 6 defense. Mm-hmm. The second highest paid player on his team is a cornerback. Well, in terms of salary cap here. Mm-hmm. Where does it come from that he put all the money on the offense?
Right,
Lamar Jackson, Marlon Humphrey, Marcus Williams are the top 3 paid cap hit people on this team.
By the way, outside of pass rusher, the money should be going to the offense. All the
Absolutely.
Rules are enforced to help the offense now.
But I just don't know where that comes from. 12 top 12 paid players, 6 offense, 6 defense. Top 3 paid players, 2 defense.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson is the highest
shouldn't even
cap
count.
Hit. Yeah, he's the highest cap hit on the team. Earl in Baltimore. What's up, Earl?
Good morning, brothers. Man, I still listen to y'all. I ain't calling about 2 years. I used to live in Michigan. I moved back to Baltimore.
Oh, cool. Welcome back.
Welcome back. But far, and sorry for anybody who lost anybody this year. I think somebody lost someone. But
thank you,
as far
sir.
As that, I think we did get, I ain't going to say we got better, but yeah, I'm going to say we got better. Because if the defensive dude can come in there and find the ball like Stephens can, then hell yeah. I think we got better. So I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Talk
Thanks a lot, man.
Get Stephens ass out of here.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore, man. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well, man.
Mike,
you're not mad at me anymore.
What happened? Oh, no, I'm not mad, man. I let it pass. I'm over it now.
All right, man, go ahead.
I know how Rob is, you know, Captain Hook and everything. So, you know, I always be mad at Rob for one reason or another sometimes.
There you go.
But anyway, no, I don't think they did enough of earth shaking to improve or, it didn't hurt. You know, it can only help, but, you know, unless we could have did something, you know, get a
edge rusher or something like that, but, you know, nobody's out there. But we didn't hurt things, but we didn't really get measurably better, I don't think.
You know what I feel like? I feel like we're eating leftovers the next day. You know, I didn't want it. I'm not full anymore.
Well, it depends.
I wanted something else.
If it's turkey with a little gravy.
It's always good to second.
And on the side, man, you got some mac and cheese.
You know, I started.
And the most underrated meal of them all, part of the meal of all, you got to have a little sauerkraut.
I do like sauerkraut.
Got to have a little sauerkraut.
You
man.
Do, actually, yes.
Sprinkle that sauerkraut on that turkey and gravy sandwich.
Yeah, I like it with a little stuffing. Turkey stuffing, yep. Cranberry sauce on a sandwich the next day.
Oh, yeah.
So, a voice maker?
So what about those leftovers there, Con? Those are the type of leftovers we have.
You don't get them that often.
And I don't want the high-end cranberry sauce that people make.
You want it out of the can.
I want it with the gel, the can ring on it.
You gotta keep the top tin top on it a little bit, let the juice fall out a little bit.
Where it makes that sound, like.
Yeah.
I love that sound. Me too. I love that sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I got lost there. Yeah. Barnabas! What's up, Barnabas?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I'm a first-time caller, and I appreciate y'all.
You know how I know you're a first-time caller?
Yeah, you never.
Because I never forget the name Barnabas.
Hey, so this is what I wanted to say. Of course, in a perfect world, we would love a pass rusher. But here I'm at with it. It's a term I use when I use with my wife. I say, I notice her, and I prefer her. So we're going to notice the players we got. We're going to prefer them. Give them a chance. To make a difference. Go ahead. You got the chance to do something with it. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you.
See if it runs with it.
I'm sorry I got you all distracted. You see the things that I think about doing the show while people are talking?
Yeah, bad. Start listening to them and stop watching TV.
Mark in Baltimore. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Offensively, I don't think we necessarily got better. More so, we got deeper. Same thing defensively, unless, I don't know what their plan is with Tre'Davious White. Maybe they could move Brandon Stevens back to safety because he's been struggling at corner. So the improvement's going to have to come from within.
Mark, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
If you had two wide receivers and nothing after that, you would probably ask for a third wide receiver, am I right? Because you wanted depth.
Absolutely.
Okay, you have one tight end, you probably want another tight end for depth, right?
Absolutely.
So how can you say we didn't get better, we got deeper? Depth is better.
Well, the only way I see Deontay Johnson really making an impact is if someone above him on the depth chart gets hurt.
He's gonna climb above someone on the depth chart.
He'll probably be number three now.
Yes, I don't. If he said he didn't get better and left it at that, that's fine. But I don't understand how you can get deeper, you can have depth. But not get better. Depth is good.
It's good, but again, you're not getting all these guys on the field at the same time. There's a rotation of them.
I understand.
And to the point, though, too, like it wasn't like Nelson Aguilar was having a bad season. The only thing that he did wrong was didn't block somebody on that opening Thursday night game on that screen pass on fourth and whatever.
Let's go to Allen in Baltimore. What's up, Allen?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I doing well. I came to you because you're taking a stance on this. What's up?
Yeah, I'm sorry. They got worse by not getting better. Because if you stay the same and everybody else gets better,
but who got better? Worse. Who got better?
Well, did you watch the Chiefs the other night?
What, DeAndre Hopkins, two touchdowns?
How is our defense, what it is now, going to stop that?
Are you serious? Kansas City's offense sucks right now. They suck. Like, you can't be. How are they going to stop that? DeAndre Hopkins, that's what you're worried about now? I mean, maybe with this secondary, you should be worried about everything in this pass rush.
I think this is his point.
No, but like, I mean, come on. Just let's acting like DeAndre Hopkins all of a sudden locked in a Super Bowl for the Chiefs is kind of ridiculous. Like all the trades that were made, I think the teams got better because of what they had. Amari Cooper to the Bills. We're not going to talk about the Cowboys trade. DeAndre Hopkins to the Chiefs. Even adding a Deontay Johnson here, you do get slightly better because of the depth. But again, it's your perception of it. How the hell could you get worse? How?
By not getting better. That's what we said.
As we said, because other teams are better than us now.
No, they're not.
If you stand still and the other teams get better, now you just fell behind them.
You did the same damn thing they did. You traded for a wide receiver.
But they got a better wide receiver. Because
they
got a number one at the top. We got one at the bottom for depth.
No, but Deontay Johnson was a number one wide receiver.
I understand, but he's not our number one.
It doesn't matter.
D-Hop is their number one. So now they actually have a number one. See, Patrick Mahomes had nothing. He added something, and now they got something.
That don't make any damn sense, man.
You it does. Make it,
no, it doesn't. That's stupid.
It does, because
it don't make any
you
sense.
Didn't have a guy at the top.
No.
You traded for a guy at the top.
You traded for a guy you consider number one, and all of a sudden the one team, because they already but had a number one, didn't get better?
There's this guy at the top.
Stop.
He's going to lead the team in receptions and touchdowns. Matter.
Patrick Mahomes just now got more touchdowns than interceptions this Monday night.
Because they got D-Hop.
Yeah, it's going to put him over the top.
It's going to put him over the top, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.